We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
She is here. She is back with you. She will soon, I would say in the next 2 years, host every single show on this radio station. Every single show. It will be Vanita, you're done. 9 to noon, you're done. This dog and pony show, done. 3 to 6 show, done. Maxie, see ya. Henry, see ya. Oh, W. Shaletta, you know, on... I won't be here for it since I'll be dismissed by then. I just want to see it for the texts. Maybe I'll still have access to the texts for some reasons. The windbag. I mean, some of my favorites when you host this week. It's classic.
Look at them. You look at them, and then you give me the scoop. I don't even give like a moment. I don't even. And you know, it's so funny because somebody was like, "I turn off the text line." I was like, "I don't even look at them." I mean, you know, they're listening, so obviously they're entertained one way or the other.
Oh, I do. I do. And then if it's racist, I sanction them and kick their butts to the curb. That's what I do. Would you like my very minor, meaningless mailing story first? Or should we just get to your blockbuster mailing story first? Which would you
like? Well, I mean, once I say what I've got to say, nobody's going to want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah,
so
I think I have to go first.
Ahead. Yeah, I think you can on this one.
It's just a cost issue. And so I need to get something to Hastings, Minnesota by tomorrow.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I can't get there. Okay. So I'm using one of our, I'm not going to say which one of our prominent services where you go there, you pay, and it's delivered. Okay, so from Plymouth to Hastings, and it has to be guaranteed to get there by noon tomorrow.
Okay.
So to get it from Plymouth to Hastings tomorrow was $97.
No! Oh, my God.
$97.
You better hush. You better hush.
And
that, you
and then to get it by noon
real.
Was $60. And I said, is there another Hastings we're talking about? I go, this is Hastings, Minnesota, as Shomper used to say very derisively about us because he didn't like Minnesota. Yeah. And it's by air. And I'm like, air? Like,
air.
it's just like a 45-minute drive.
Are they using a chopper?
Right.
And so then they go, well, ground... No guarantee. And I'm like,
are they
it's
having
just,
to swim across the Mississippi? I don't understand what's going on here. I really don't. Are they
and this, so this guy was right next to me. And he goes, excuse me? Did I just hear $94, $95? I go, yes. He's like, that cannot be possible. So she ran it again. It was. And I'm boxed in. You know, it's dirt on Carter. I mean, it's a package that is going to end Adam Carter as we know it. But, like, the cost is crazy. Now, Dan, I think you nailed it. I don't understand when they're telling me it's air from Plymouth to Hastings. Like, so is it going to go Plymouth to the airport? And then, I mean, are they just going to drop it at the location in Hastings? Or are they going to
descend?
Is it drone?
I mean, are they using
the
drone?
Yeah, that was what I was going
to
go
with. It's got to be the drone.
I don't know.
It's got to be the drone.
I mean, is this inflation or is this nonsense? Like people,
no,
I guess
this is we know we've got you and we can take
you
for a
sucker. We know, yeah, right. We know. And you ought to have a friend. You ought to have somebody you can call. I don't care if it's me or Roxy or somebody. Hey, run this over to Hastings for me. Now, listen, we're nosy. We're going to open it up and read it on the way. Okay, we're going to stop at M&H Chicken, gas up, open it up, read it, put it back, tape it up, and deliver it. And then we're going to know all your business. But that's not the point. Yeah. The point is you wouldn't have to pay. Now, what you rather do? Pay for it and keep your privacy or call your nosy friends and let them read it. I don't know.
Well,
we can stop for M&H Chicken.
There is nothing titillating, salacious about this at all. You would be bored the first 2 seconds, unlike, you know, Carter's websites where he goes. That's sick and disgusting, okay? Well, Kathleen, my ex-wife, when I told her the story, she's like, well, I'll help. I'm like, nah, I already just paid it because I'm going out of town Sunday. I'm going on a nice little trip. Mm-hmm. I'll talk about it later, but I'm going to Ireland.
So whoa! Well, there you go.
Oh, it gets much more la-di-da than that, Shaletta.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah,
I will not give all the. I'll give some of the la-di-da details when I come. But I will say this: I'm going on a golf trip. Right, this is a trip which, due to COVID, has been canceled the last 2 years. So, of course, I've been checking the weather, and again, it's Ireland. Okay, I've been to Ireland once before. Amazing. Carter's there like every other day, it seems like.
Pretty much, so, yeah.
And I know the weather changes, but I'm about to play La-Di-Da, one of the 10 best courses on the planet, on Tuesday. And right now it's listed as hail, thunderstorms, and high winds.
No, you ain't playing. No.
And I'm flying, you know, not quite across the world, but it's not like the air travel to Hastings, okay?
I was going to say, you need to get that drone that they're using to drop your package off in Hastings over there. Oh, I mean, you know, goodness, jeez.
So when you dump us all, and it's W. Shaletta, I'm going to get into this courier business because it's got to be.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to find your pivot. Apparently, that's it. Maybe that's what the Lord's trying to tell you. Chad, this is the new career for you. I know. Personal delivery. That's it right there.
I know.
That's it.
Well,
that's
then it. With our gas prices, I mean, I don't know if I drive from Plymouth to Hastings. What's that, about $7,000 right now? I mean, it's just crazy. Okay, so you want to chime in on that story, you can. 651-461-9226. But Shaletta's is way bigger. Way bigger. Who, a member of the Brundage family.
Not even
received,
me.
Yes. I mean, one. So in other words, one of the better members of the Brundage family. Received a letter from someone. Why don't you guess right now? Why don't you guess who sent a member of the Brundage family a personal letter? Why don't you go ahead and text away? Take a shot at 651-461-9226. Back with our friend Shaletta in moments. Playing the top hits of the time. It's 1:20. Shaletta is here. Dr. Michael Osterholm, normally with us on Wednesdays, but Dr. Osterholm was off Wednesday because we were off, right? We did some stuff. We did an interview with James Galliano, put some stuff out on Twitter. I was on H. Lake's show, but the formal show wasn't on. So Shaletta right now, Mike Osterholm at 1:35, our game show with a new guest host is coming up at 2:05. Shaletta is here. How long is your show tomorrow, the Shaletta show? Are the Twins playing
30,
day, night?
30 minutes. It is 30 minutes long. So Carrie and I are going to say hi and bye. Actually, I have one interview, and I am talking to the mother of one of the victims of the Tops grocery store shooting in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah, Buffalo. Yep.
She put out a call for folks to send children's books to Buffalo, and me and about two other African-American children's book authors, Dr. Artika Tyner and Crown Shepherd, got almost 1,000 of our books and shipped them Probably not. Didn't even cost us as much to send those books to Buffalo as it did for you to send one package from Plymouth to Hastings. But we got them there. And she is passing those books out to children who live near the shooting at the Topps grocery store. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then let's I am going to Uvalde. We're getting in the RV. Just called Sean. Okay. I said, I don't know what you and your girlfriend got planned, but on June 7th, we are having a book giveaway. I talked to the librarian there this morning. At 1 o'clock, I'm going to give away 1,000 books to children in Uvalde. So I'll be there on next Tuesday, June 7th at 1 o'clock.
Beautiful. Can I be there when Sean, at some point in his life, introduces you to his girlfriend? Can I be there? I mean, maybe I'd like to be there in a protected vehicle. Right, Dan? I mean, I don't think we want to be real close.
No, I think we should just get a camera and mount that in there somewhere, and we can be someplace entirely else and watch.
I want it mic'd, and I want us at a safe location, but I want to be there. I mean, that could be interesting. Okay, so number of guesses here about who sent a personal letter to a member of your family. I want you to tell people who it is.
President Joe Robinette Biden.
Wow. The real guy.
The real dude.
The real
Not
guy.
Like Joe Biden from the corner store. I'm talking about like from Pennsylvania Avenue, Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Yes, honey. Yes.
Not maybe my courier. Not my, Joey Biden, the guy who's just driving around from Plymouth to Hastings.
Dude.
No, not that guy. Okay.
President Joe Biden sent a letter to my son, Brandon.
That's phenomenal. That is amazing. I mean,
God, I really am special. I don't know when you guys are going to realize that this kind of stuff doesn't just keep happening. Dan Cook will tell you what tithing on the gross does for people. And so I'm here to tell you that God loves me special. I'm not saying he doesn't love you. What I'm saying is he loves me more than he loves you, because that's why this stuff keeps happening. So I was in here doing the show, and I have a sign on the door that says, do not interrupt live radio show. And so Justin Olson, my councilman, rings the bell, and I'm in here barking because I think that he is like the hell dude coming to want to repair my roof for me. And so I'm like, get away from the door, get away. And so he runs off, and he just drops the letter. He literally dropped the letter's on the ground, on the porch, on the ground, because he ran off. And so I picked it up, and I saw it, and I was like, oh, Lord, this ain't a White House. This ain't no telemarketer. And I opened it up, and I just about... It was just amazing. He says, dear Brandon, your mom sent me a copy of the book she wrote about you, and I loved it. You are an inspiration to me and certainly to so many other people who have read Brandon Spotts' sign. I also know what it feels like to be a little different. I stuttered as a child, and some kids could be really mean. But remember, you are stronger because you persevere. Never forget that you are defined by your character and courage. I am proud of you, Brandon. Stay kind, curious, and fearless. Sincerely, Joe Biden.
I mean, that is just so phenomenal.
Is so amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting a little choked up thinking about everything that has happened to Brandon in the last few years. I've almost forgiven you. I mean, and let me repeat, almost forgiven you for little Nas X and putting it on that little weasel Heppola show. Okay. Mr. Purple Shirt, look away, and we're still waiting for a policy position, but you put little Nas X on there. But the hundreds of hours of therapy, which Brandon, you, the rest of the family, Sean has been a part of, the progress Brandon has made, to take, and again, I don't have a single problem with people disagreeing with the president. That's what is here. But to use this vulgar term, which is basically bleep Joe Biden, and other politicians are condoning it, right? Other respected leaders are just disagree with them on policy issue after policy issue, try to vote them out, whatever. But to have that as part of their discourse, and for you and Brandon, and for Brandon to see what was going on, and then to turn it into this beautiful story is amazing. It just makes me proud to have you, such a great friend. And for the White House, Joe Biden himself, to send this letter is remarkable.
My son is beaming. He took it and shared it with his classmates in a Zoom. His teacher sent a picture. And, you know, for him to identify with Brandon and stuttering, if you have a child who has special needs, you know that they are very self-conscious. And, you know, yes, their confidence is down, and they don't want anybody to laugh at them because they are different. And to get a note from the president saying, "You stutter, and it's okay, because I stuttered. Now my son thinks he can be president." You know, he sees the possibilities and the opportunities that are available to him in spite of his limitations. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, in spite of the fact, yes, that you stutter, you can still do this. And in spite of the fact that you have autism, you can do that. You can be anything. There's no limit. And I just have to tell you that there's a different atmosphere in this house right now. I mean, I wish you could see his face, and what he looks like, and how confident he is, and how much he feels loved and appreciated that the president of the United States send him a personal letter. Come on now. Come on now.
I can't get Adam Carter to answer the phone when I call him. And Brandon is getting personalized letters from the President of the United States. How do the two of us compare? I mean, not even close.
I don't know. But Dean, can Brandon, I give a shout out to Dean Phillips for getting this book?
Are you outside? Are you outside his house right now, or?
No, I'm sitting on his sofa. Oh, duh.
Yeah,
he made sure that the president knew about the book and made sure he saw a copy. Angie Craig went through her White House liaison, and it was really all Kathy Werther's idea. Kathy Werther said, "Shaletta, you know, the president should see this book." And I was like, "Girl, get out of here." She was like, "No, call Dean, call Angie."
I don't think Kathy would appreciate that impression of her either.
Yeah, that seems a little...
I mean, that's how we talk. What? She was like, "Call Dean, call Angie, call somebody, call the people you know." And somebody, they have White House liaisons, and they can just, you know, have them give the president a copy of the book. What can it hurt? He might like it. He might see it. I was like, he might take it the wrong way, Kathy. Because, you know, the majority of the books are being bought up by people who think that I appreciate the fact that they're saying Joe Biden. That's where the book
the
sales are coming
part
from.
Of it. That's the brilliance of it. That's just the absolute brilliance. It's just so good. That's why I love it. All right, I got to go. That is so amazing. Give everybody a big hug and make sure when Sean first introduces his new girlfriend to you that I am somewhere in the air.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, you be security.
Yeah, and then you bring Giannis in as your new boyfriend.
My baby daddy. I'm going to tell the kids, this is your new daddy. I put pictures of him around the house. Call him daddy when you see him.
Exactly. See ya. Shaletta, she's phenomenal. She's on tomorrow, 11 to 11:30. Mike Osterholm, the latest on COVID when we return.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Dr. Michael Ostrom, a little different time this week because we were not on Wednesday due to Twins game. Mike is with us. He has been with us throughout COVID. He has been a part of my show for 20-some years. Lucky to have him a friend, have Mike as a friend, and we're so massively lucky to have him on air. Hello, sir. Always a pleasure to chat with you. It has been a long time.
Good to be with you.
Yes. Yeah. It's been a long time since I asked you, like, what inning, what quarter, what period, you love sports, where are we at in the United States of America using one of your sports analogies? Where are we at right now?
The answer is yes. That's about as good as I can give you. You know, we're at a relatively a good place considering where we've been since the beginning of the pandemic. You know, we're still seeing upwards of 320, 330 deaths a day, which equates, of course, to over 2,000 deaths a week. But that's far from the 3,000 to 4,000 a day. And that's good news. We are, however, seeing probably more transmission of the virus now than we've seen at any time. In a sense, it's a kind of a different pandemic. These new variants and subvariants have resulted in lots of infections where previous immunity from vaccine and or previous infection provides some real protection against getting serious illness, but it doesn't keep you from getting infected. So that's where we're at right now. The trillion-dollar question is, what's next? As you know, we've seen these new variants named by the Greek letters, Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta, Omicron. And unfortunately, each of these variants have been different. And Omicron being so much, much more infectious when it first appeared, while it caused a less severe illness per 1,000 people infected, there were so many people infected that the number of deaths and the number of severe illness hospitalizations was as high as it's been in the pandemic. What I can't tell you is what's going to be the next variant and what it will mean. I can only hope that it's like this and, you know, continues to be less severe. But as I've said to you so many times in the show, hope is not a strategy. So, Chad, I don't know. And anybody that tells you they do know, be careful, because they probably also have a bridge to sell you.
I want to read from an Emma Nelson Star Tribune story, which popped up late yesterday and is in today's paper. The White House announced Thursday that it will send clinical personnel to Minnesota and to staff existing state-run testing locations, transferring them into test and treat sites where eligible patients can get a prescription for Paxlovid. Other states will get similar federal resources. How important is this?
Well, it's helpful. Let me just put it that way. You know, at this point, my understanding is it's going to be one site in the Midway area of the Twin Cities. So if you're living in Grand Rapids, or, you know, if you're in Spring Grove, Minnesota, you're out in Laverne, or you're some up there near Halleck, you know, that site's not going to necessarily do you any good. What we really need to do is continue to emphasize throughout communities in the entire state that if someone has the signs and symptoms of a COVID-like illness, and particularly if they're at increased risk for severe illness, older, have underlying health conditions like hypertension, you know, increased body mass indexes, et cetera, you need to get tested and you need to get on this drug as soon as possible. So what we have to do is make sure we can get testing and drug availability anywhere in the state. So I welcome additional resources here in Minnesota. I congratulate the administration and the state government system here to encourage that. But I also want to be realistic. So what we got to keep working on is getting it throughout the country.
How much Paxlovid is available right now if the apparatus to get it out there is up to speed?
Well, I'm confident that we have enough now. I think the challenge is it's kind of like the baby formula. You know, we might have enough now, but if we go six more weeks without production, what are we going to have? We're going to have a crisis, and that's what happened. And I think that the situation with the entire vaccine drug world is one where we don't have the funds or the resources coming down from Congress in the next 5 to 10 weeks. That could mean we could be in trouble like the baby formula sometime in late July, early August. So we've got to really, really work on making sure that supply chain is not interrupted. That's going to be the key.
I want to get to a number of texts in a little bit, Mike, as they're coming in. If you have a respectful question for Mike Osterholm, Dr. Osterholm is with us for about 7-8 more minutes. Love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. How concerned should all of us be about monkeypox at this point?
Well, it is an important public health problem, but as I've said over the last week, if you had to put COVID at somewhere in that scale of 1 to 10, it would be an 8 or a 9 right now, as it is. Monkeypox to me is about a 2. The virus that we're seeing, while it surely sounds scary, and it can actually cause some severe illness, about 1% of patients can die from it. On a whole, it's not easily transmitted, and it is one where the vast majority of people will have milder illness. Also, right now, it is clear that there's been a lot more transmission than we recognized, particularly among gay and bisexual men. This is not a gay disease, so for those that want to label it as such, that's not true. Right is not the thing to do. But as people have had contact in that kind of collective social environment. And so we're really concentrating right now on trying to find cases there with these little vesicles, kind of, you know, almost like what you'd think of with chicken pox type of things, and identifying those people to get them treated. There actually is an effective drug for this, and there's also an effective vaccine. So we can actually vaccinate around cases of contacts, healthcare workers who are taking care of these patients, and we can do a lot to stop it. The interesting part is this is one of those few times where getting old ain't bad. And what I mean by that is that we have clear and compelling evidence that if you were vaccinated against smallpox, something we stopped doing in the early 1970s because smallpox obviously was no longer a challenge worldwide, you still probably have pretty good protection even, you know, 50 years later against monkeypox. So this is one of those times, you know, where those of us that have that little scar in our arm from when we got our smallpox vaccine, that also is reassurance that you've got some really good protection yet.
So staying with this, I'm going to read part of a text on this, and you alluded to this, but I want you to expand. Here's a text. I'm concerned with the talk of monkeypox. It will point a negative light on the gay and bisexual community. The bigots will be out there like they were with HIV and AIDS. We know there's still a lot of hate in this country. Are you fearful it will turn on that? Because obviously, you know, we still have people, sadly, or homophobic, but our acceptance and our understanding of this, to me, is not where it should be, but it's still dramatically better from the early and mid-80s.
Yeah, you know, I am concerned, and I would say that, you know, having been very involved with HIV/AIDS, as you know, in the early 80s,
yeah,
I witnessed that very kind of homophobia and the challenges of HIV/AIDS in general. You know, it was really painful for me when my own aunt, a Catholic nun, who had broken her leg while playing softball with her grade school kids out in San Francisco, California, and had to have surgery and had a blood transfusion for which she then became infected from that. And I had, you know, she had friends, family, and colleagues who wouldn't go see her because she had that gay disease, you know, which was so painful. And so I do agree that there's a challenge. And I think we've made inroads in that area, but we've also are seeing ourselves slip back. So I am concerned. At the same time, I'm an epidemiologist. It's like any kind of crime detective. I got to go where the evidence is. And right now, the majority of the cases are in that group of individuals. And I say group because it'd be like painting a broad brush and saying, this is the heterosexual community. I mean, what is that? So there are, you know, many individuals who are gay, bisexual, who, you know, live very healthy sexual lives, very healthy. And that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about people who had many more contacts, people who have basically been exposed in certain settings. And that's what we're concentrating on now. This is not concentrated on gay men. This is concentrated on people who have been in those settings where they've had multiple partners, some cases anonymous partners. And we have to find those people to keep them from transmitting to others. So I do worry. I'm concerned about it.
Yeah,
I've seen the pain and suffering that have occurred from that kind of bigotry. And, you know, I'll do my job to try to deal with stopping this virus, but never once for a moment blaming the virus on being gay. It's not true.
Among the texts, I have received my Pfizer dose 1 and 2. I received the booster in September. I got COVID in March with mild symptoms. When should I get the fourth booster? So again,
remind me when they
booster
had the third
a long
dose.
Time ago. COVID in March with mild symptoms. So that booster was in September.
Yeah, yeah. I would say at this point you could get that soon. Okay, you know, there's no magic number. Some will say 2, some will say 3, some will say as late as 4 months after you've previously been infected. I would can get it now. We're definitely seeing breakthroughs in individuals who had the BA1, the original Omicron strain that they got basically in January, February, March, with the newer version of what we call BA4 and 5. In fact, in South Africa, many of the cases right now are BA4, BA5 breakthroughs in people who previously had BA1, the original Omicron strain. And so while it may not prevent you from becoming infected, it surely will have a lot to do with keeping you from becoming severely ill. And so I would say get it now when you can, and knowing the transmission. Right now in Minnesota is kind of on a, I'm not sure where it's going to go. It's kind of been level the last 2 weeks, which is good news. It's not going up. And we'll have to wait and see, though, if this BA4 and BA5, which we now have detected in Minnesota, is going to take off. That could change things for the next weeks ahead.
We've talked a lot, I mean, so much about N95 masks and how that is the way to go. This is a texter who's saying, listens, but wants to know, would it help to say any mask is better than no mask? So let's say the scenario is, Mike, cannot get an N95 mask for whatever reason. And by the way, you can. We got to emphasize that.
Yep.
But if you don't have it, is the cloth mask better than nothing? Just to revisit something we've discussed a lot.
You know, actually, our center published a document based on the very fine work that the National Institutes of Health and Safety did at CDC, and which they actually looked at the air leakage in and air leakage out. They looked at how effective cloth face coverings were. And based on the numbers they came up with on what the leakage is like, we could actually calculate and say you might buy a couple more minutes of protection, relative protection, before you actually inhaled an infectious dose in a room with somebody who had COVID. But that's hardly a real margin of safety. And so think of it this way. You know, I have a wonderful pair of swim goggles. Unfortunately, they leak a lot. You know, as that makes a reason I should wear them. Well, half the time, if they leak a lot, they're going to be harder than no goggles at all. Either you get goggles that fit, they're tight,
they work,
you don't get water in your eyes, or not. So I keep coming back to N95s. They're readily available. Price-wise, you know, they're not, you know, you can buy them for under $1. And I use mine. One I have on right now that I wear when I'm in public settings, I've had for weeks and have not had to change it out. It didn't get soiled. It's still intact. And so also, you know, from a cost standpoint, this is one that, this could save your life, so use it.
Have a phenomenal weekend, and we will
you
talk
do.
Soon.
Go Twins. Hey, go Twins, huh?
Absolutely. They're playing well, and they're back on the station tonight. Dr. Michael Osterholm with us. Important and fabulous information on a immensely important topic, and he's been great to us for a long time. Dan has looked at the current top 10? Is it on Billboard, or who would you look at here?
You know, I actually looked at like 3 different websites and combined them all into a top 10. So multiple sources, Chad, multiple sources. That's
so
how it works.
Your media bias stepping in. Is that what's taking place?
Only a little bit.
Yeah. Again, more texts saying we shouldn't talk Uvalde. Don't think they have any idea what we're supposed to do on a show, which has been going on with different people with me for 32 years, where we talk facts, we talk important issues, we talk utter nonsense about current events. You're involved, we're involved, and we give strong opinions. And if you can watch a press conference where 19 officers were in a school and a chief of police made the decision, we're not going to barge through a barricaded door with a maniac in there who's already killed kids, and with kids calling 911 begging for help, and we shouldn't talk about that, you have no idea what we're supposed to do on a talk show. You just don't. We'll lighten it up dramatically next hour with a game show and another game show host I've never heard of. I hope they're great. Lindis Construction Time Check is 157. Any gutter issues? Call Andy Lindis.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.